Is life really so wonderful? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. Is life really so wonderful? Well, it's whatever you make it. I had a phone call from a very special lady this morning, and in the phone call, she was saying all the wonderful things that were happening in her life. Well, not long ago, those things were not happening in her life. She was having a life filled with unwonderful things. And she told me, I have a life filled with unwonderful things. And I said, well, then it's about time that you start saying, I have a life filled with wonderful things. She, but I don't have a life filled with wonderful things. I said, you have to tell yourself whatever it is that you want to experience. If you don't have a job, and you go out and you tell everybody, I don't have a job, then you're going to be looking for a job forever. But if you say, I have the perfect job, I have the perfect job, I have the perfect job, and then you go out and look for a job, and you find you get the perfect job. But if you say, I always get the dregs, I'm always given the low end of the totem pole, I'm always given the bad end, and then that's what you get. But can you say to yourself, I'm wonderful, I'm good, I am peaceful, I am joyful, I am abundant, I am healthy, I am wealthy, wise, and all that good stuff. Well, this is not the truth. Well, it never will be. If you cannot put a new cause in motion, that's what it is. It's not a matter of lying to yourself or telling yourself the truth. It's putting a cause in motion. Now, if I say to my dog who is lying down, come, and then he stands up and comes with me, and I say, no, I've changed my mind, down. I say, down, and so he lays down. Can you tell me what he's doing when I say, come? He's lying down, and then he gets up. Can you tell me what he's doing when I say, down? He's standing up, so then he lays down. You see, life is filled with totally contrary things, and we get all hung up. We say, that's lying, that's lying. Well, what's lying? Everything in life is an illusion. Everything is, it's not what it appears to be. You don't say lie down because the dog is lying down. You may say he is lying down, but you don't say lie down when you want him to stand up. You say stand up when he's lying down, and he'll stand up. You say come when he's not with you, and he'll come. Oh, did you hear me? See, he sits up when I say come. Rex, is that good? See, he responds so beautifully because that's my consciousness. Now, I can think those thoughts too, and he will come. He can be running along on the path somewhere, and I cannot see him for hide nor hair. And I say, Rex, come along with me now. And next thing I know, I hear him panting behind me. Now, how did he get there? I didn't see him. I looked everywhere as I turned my head around. I don't do that anymore. But I looked everywhere as I was turning my head around looking for him. He was no place. And I said, Rex, come. And then next thing, he's panting right there. Now, does it always work? I would say most of the time. Well, when does it not work? When I don't have real confidence in it. When I think to myself, I wonder if he hears me. I wonder if he's coming. Where is he? I'm worried about him. Oh, I'm so worried about him because he might be getting in trouble. No. No, no, no. We have international travelers coming through our property. Sometimes there's a dozen, and the Border Patrol is sitting guard over them. And Rex goes up to these international travelers and says, well, hi, guys. It's nice to see you coming along. How are you doing? He's wagging his tail back and forth as though it's a big flag for the train to stop, you know. And these guys are sitting there, and they're looking at him. I said, Rex, come. And so they don't speak any English, but they say, Rex, come. And I say, Rex, let those guys alone. And they say, Rex, let those guys alone. I mean, they're little mimics because they don't know any English, so they copy whatever I say. And I said, Rex, you're a wonderful dog. And they say, Rex, you're a wonderful dog. And Rex just thinks that's so great. I have to go over there with my leash and hook it on Rex's collar and say, now, Rex, that's enough lovemaking. Come, you're going with me. And so we get on our way. And after we're a short distance away, I let him loose again. And he looks back, and I said, don't even think about it. You're with me. And so he comes along with me. He knows. He knows. You see, the world is filled with everything because it's really wonderful if we name it so. Now, as I talked to this lady on the phone, I said to her, You have the most wonderful children in the world. You have the most intelligent children in the world. They're all geniuses. They're all fantastic. They're all glorious. You are glorious. Da, 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 da. And she said, yes, 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 yes. You see, she was just floating along saying yes to everything I said because she was ready to have her life be wonderful. Now, are you? It's just as simple as that. I mean, are you as smart as my dog Rex? Well, I would like to think maybe you were. But are you smart enough? I say, Rex, sit, because he's about to get in trouble. And then I say to one of you, hush, because you're opening your mouth where you shouldn't. And you keep right on opening your mouth. I say, hush. And you keep up. I said, would you shut your mouth? You're merely adding to the trouble. Relax now, let it go. And you say, how dare you tell me to shut up? Well, I will tell you, I don't want you in my world if you don't choose to respond when I ask you not to make trouble. I'm not making trouble. Well, you're making trouble by arguing with me, that's for one thing. And you're making trouble by saying things that are causing people to be unhappy. So I don't allow that in my world. But I've got a right to say what I want. That's right. In your world, in wherever you are, away from my consciousness, you can do anything you want. In my consciousness is wonderful. And everybody in my world is wonderful. And everybody in my world says beautiful things. Everyone in my world loves me, and I love them. I have unconditional love for them. You see, the thing is, if I'm not in a teaching mode, which I don't like to be in, if I'm not in a sharing mode, which I don't like to be in, if I'm in a role mode, which I always am in, then I oftentimes don't even say anything. They say, how come you let them talk like that around you? Oh, what did they say? I didn't hear it. I don't hear it. If I heard every negative thing that people have trouble getting over, I would have a very busy life. I'm reading a story about a man who was on a desert island for a couple of years by his choice. He took all his equipment to live on this desert island very primitively and very wonderfully. And on this island were boxes of books left by a company that had men coming out there. And he said, the man says, and I'm Catholic by nature, and when I read this stuff, ooh, 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 it is far out. And he says, you know, when I first looked in those boxes of books, I thought, I'm going to throw those terrible books away because they're not my philosophy, they're not what I think, and they're pretty, he didn't say risque, but he said they're pretty far out. And so then he said, but after a few years on the island with nothing to read, he said, I began reading some of these things. And he said, you know, I looked at them with a different eye. I looked at other people's philosophies as something that's interesting. Why would they think this way? What would cause them to believe this way? And as I read it with an open mind. And he said, you know, a lot of those philosophies are quite lovely, quite beautiful. And this is how we are. This is how we are. We judge right away that things are unlovely. And we judge right away that I don't want anything to do with it. It's not in keeping with my Catholic philosophy or my Christian philosophy or my Buddhist philosophy or whatever we want to say. And then we judge it. And even the Christian philosophy, it's such a stupid philosophy. It says, judge not lest you be judged. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible? Judge not lest you be judged. We shouldn't judge. And how many years ago did we get that message? And how long have we been in understanding it, that it really means not to judge anything? You don't have to participate, but don't judge. If you see something and people are sitting there at the bar drinking Bloody Marys and you say, I wonder how they are. And you take a little taste and you say, yeah, not for me. But hey, that's okay. And then you sit at the bar and you have a glass of milk and they say, my God, what are you drinking there? But if you were sitting in a restaurant having a hamburger and you had a glass of milk, they wouldn't think a thing about it. If you had a Bloody Mary in a restaurant, they would think, how strange, you know, with your hamburger. But if you had a glass of milk at a bar with your hamburger or with whatever you're doing at the bar, they say, how strange. You see, we're accustomed to things in certain places, and then we allow them in certain places. And we even allow behavior in certain things. In a bar, a woman can look for a man and be very outgoing about him. And in a restaurant, like in a greasy spoon, in a normal little restaurant on the street, if a woman is looking for a man there, she has to be a little more with proper decorum, because their families there, their children there, their dogs and cats there, they don't want to give the bad image to, and things like that, they have to be very careful. So, is life really wonderful? Is it really so wonderful? Yes, it is. It's whatever we make it, whatever we choose to call forth by our experiences, by our attitudes. Now, what's your attitude going to be? Is your attitude going to be one of, I like me? Or is your attitude going to be one of, she did this wrong, they did that wrong, he did this wrong, nobody understands me, everybody's going to pot except me, you know. Just remember, there is nobody else in this world to go to pot except us. So if anybody's going to pot, it's us. And if we think the world's going to pot, it's because our attitude about it is going to pot. So we have to really shape up, and we have to really get with it. And little love is going to pot. He is looking for noises in the yard, and he hears all sorts of things. He sees the birds flying in the trees. He sees the rabbits hopping across the lawn. He sees Rex being just as quiet as a church mouse here, undisturbed by anything. And love, take a look at Rex. He thinks life is so wonderful. Yes, he does. And you think life is ready for all sorts of interesting things to do. Yeah. Yes, you do. So, oh, and yes, Lev, your mama is saying, listen to me. Mm-hmm. Pay attention. Okay? That's great. Now, is life so wonderful? It's whatever we make it, isn't it? So, just remember, my beloveds, sitting here at the breakfast table with me, or flying around the world, or being in your homes, wherever it may be, if you think the world's going to pot, it's your pot. If you think the world's going to heaven, it's your heaven. And nobody cares one teensy-weensy little bit if your world is going to pot or if your world's going to heaven. They'll help you go there. Mm-hmm. If you want your world to go to pot, go and enjoy it, but don't bother me about it. If you want your world to go to heaven, tell me all about it. I'm on your team. And so it is. So ask me anytime you want to go to heaven. And I'll say, I'm on a real swing and a real flow with it. So come and join me, and then you'll know it too. And you'll know it because it's true. Because life is really so wonderful. Have a wonderful day, and know that without any limitations, without any qualifications, unconditionally, I love me. Yeah. And I love you too.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.